It's time for the Los Angeles Kings post-game show.
Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, anytime. Good times, all the time.
DePaul to the net, shoots, and scores!
With a full recap, highlights, scores from around the league, and your stars of the game, here are Nick Nixon and Darrell Evans.
Back here in Nashville, the Predators behind goaltender Pekka-Rinne, and five different goal scorers shut out the Kings 5-0. They sweep the season series 3-0. And the three stars of tonight's game, as selected by the local media, star number three goes to center Ryan Johansson, picked up three assists in the game, assisted on both their power play goals and their final goal in the third period.
And I thought that was a difference in the early part of the game. I thought Johansson had an impact on the game. Them connecting on their first two power plays of the game, that really set the tone and put the Kings on their heels. But he was dominant, had possession of the puck, utilized his speed to be able to get pucks into the offensive zone. Again, very effective game by Johansson.
Three assists for the number three star, and what a return. Philip Forsberg, Darrell, missed 11 games with an injury. 31 goal scorer last year, comes back, gets a goal, his 16th, and assist tonight, star number two.
In a game like this, he really looked like he didn't miss a beat out there. You know, he fit right in, and his timing was good, and the Kings, you know, didn't really, you know, test him. They weren't able to take away his time and space, but in the offensive zone, just by having him out there, another guy who, again, sees the game and understands the game the same way as his line mates, they held on to the puck as much as they possibly can. They were dominant in the difference in the game.
Yeah, and he co-leads the team in goals with 16, even though he's missed 11 games. And the number one star wasn't real busy, but he was perfect. Pekka-Rinne is fifth shutout.
No, he wasn't busy, you know, and especially in the first period, there wasn't a lot going on. He got the help of his team, giving him a three-goal cushion. And in the second period, he came up with a couple of big saves. Kings had their best chances in the second period. Pearson and Kopitar both had chances in tight that he extended his left leg out, denying both those chances, preventing the Kings from getting any type of spark. Easy shutout for him, but at the end of the night, it's a shutout and a big big game in the nets for him and helping his teammate get back on track.
Pekka-Rinne, star number one. Philip Forsberg, a goal and an assist, star number two. And Ryan Johansson, three assists, star number three. Pekka-Rinne improving his career record against the Kings to 13-7-5, and now he has two shutouts against the Kings. We'll take a break. The highlights when we come back. Kings Hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime. Good times all the time. Predators win it 5-0. They built a 3-0 lead in the first period. And on their first two power play opportunities, they got goals. It was at 10:02, about a minute plus after a goal was disallowed to Johansson because of goalie interference, that Nashville started the scoring here tonight. Johansson wins the draw, and they set it up with Subban. Feeds left side, shot, Johansson saves, score on the rebound. That didn't take long. Craig Smith on the rebound. And the key, Johansson, who took the draw, won it cleanly to Subban. Then Johansson with a shot and the rebound put in. Power play goal, 1-0, Nashville. And the goal at 10:02, Smith's 16th of the year from Johansson and Subban. Then Mitchell was whistled for holding, and shortly after play had begun, the Kings actually won a draw to start the penalty kill, but Doughty, in trying to clear it, put it over the glass, so the Kings were two men down for a minute 55, and the Predators went to work with a two-man advantage. Josi down low, a give and go. Feeds it back to Forsberg. De Josi with a blast block. Subban with it. Down low to Fiala. Sharp angle shot in tight. Save. Rebound. Loose shot. Score. Forsberg. Well, give the Predators credit. They kept hunting down those loose pucks, especially in that sequence when Quick was making a couple of stops. And finally, with Quick scrambling after making one save, Forsberg gets a chance, buries it. So Forsberg, in his first game back after missing 11 games, gets his 16th of the season. And Nashville, with a two-man advantage, takes a 2-0 lead. And with the assist on that goal, Fiala and Johansson at 16:02. And then just over a minute later, Nashville would score again. Kempe out along with Pearson and Brown. Doughty and Gravel, and off the draw, shot by Subban, wide of the net. Picked up by Doughty, turned it over, a backhander in tight. Save is made, rebound, they score! Nick Bonino at the side of the net. A couple of whacks at it. And Nashville gets their third goal. Yarncroak was there as well. Let's see on the replay who gets credit for it. It's going to be Yarncroak. Had a couple of opportunities. Nobody picked him up after his first chance was tied up by Quick. So it's Yarncroak with 2:39 left in the period. 3-0 Nashville.
Unassisted goal is 11th of the year. And the Predators had that three-goal advantage after 20 minutes. Then good forechecking midway through the second period by the Predators' fourth line created their fourth goal of the game. Salamaki to the red line for Nashville on a shoot-in. Muzzin with it. Jake with a six-game point streak turns it over to Salamaki behind the net. He centers. Score! Scott Sissons on the turnover by the Kings defense. Sissons with the goal here at 11:01. Second period, 4-0 Nashville.
And his fourth of the year from Salamaki. That was the only goal in the second period. To close it out, Arvidsson at 9:44 in the third. His 16th from Johansson and Forsberg. And that was it. Predators 5 and the Kings nothing as Pekka earns the shutout for his fifth of the season. And for Nashville, their league-high 8th. Shutout of the year. We'll take a break. We'll look at the scoreboard and the final numbers when the postgame returns. Kings Hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime. Good times all the time.
The home of Kings Hockey.
790 KABC.
Postgame show continues here in Nashville. The Predators win it 5-0. The Nestle Crunch into the game. We're going to give it to Victor Arvidsson, because he hits Drew Doughty into Jonathan Quick, negating a Nashville goal. That was the Nestle Crunch hit of the game. Nestle Crunch, anytime, anywhere. It's the taste of fun. A lot of action tonight. Daryl gets us caught up.
And we got a lot of finals tonight in Boston. It's the Bruins over the Blues by a score of 3-1. Tuukka Rask in net. He improves to 17-0-2 over his last 19 games. Krejci is 9th. Bergeron is 21st. Boston improves to 15-1-4 over their last 20 games. Pasternak picked up an assist, extending his assist streak to 6 games, his point streak to 7. Final score, Bruins 3 and the Blues 1. Florida in Buffalo double up and beat the Sabres 4-2. Yandel had a goal and 2 assists. He's got 6 on the season. The final score, Panthers 4, Sabres 2. Canadians in Carolina, the Hurricanes over the Canadians by a score of 2-0, handing the Canadians their third straight loss. Pesci, the game-winning goal, his first of the season. Ward, 27 saves for his second shutout of the year. Philadelphia and New Jersey fall to the Devils 4-3. Palmieri had a goal and assist, his 10th of the season. The final score, Devils 4 and the Flyers 3. Maple Leafs in New York beat the Rangers 4-0. Van Riemsdyk is 20th of the season. McElhinney in net, 25 saves for his second shutout of the season. Final score, Maple Leafs 4 and the Rangers no score. In Ottawa, the Senators snap a 6-game losing streak in overtime. Carlson's 5th of the season lifts the Senators over the Ducks by a score of 2-1. Vegas Golden Knights in Winnipeg snap the Jets' 7-game home winning streak in overtime. Perron's 13th of the season. That's the game winner. The Golden Knights win this one 3-2. The win for the Golden Knights was their 34th of the season, establishing a new NHL record for the most by a team in its inaugural season. Final score in the extra period, Golden Knights 3 and the Jets 2. Tampa Bay in Calgary late in the second period. The Lightning trailed this game 4-2. With 6 minutes left in the third period, the Lightning have a 7-4 lead over Calgary. Killorin has 2 goals and 2 assists. He's got 7 on the season. Again, late third period in Calgary, Lightning 7 and the Flames 4. Colorado in Edmonton. The Oilers have tied the game up late in the third period by a score of 3-3. Connor McDavid with the goal coming with 27 seconds left. It's his second of the game, 17th of the season. That game knotted at 3 going into the extra period. In Edmonton, Chicago and Vancouver late in the second period. Canucks clinging to a 2-1 lead over the Blackhawks. Bo Horvat's 12th of the season. That's the go-ahead marker. And that gives you a look at a busy schedule tonight around the NHL. Pardon me, one other game in Arizona late in the third period. The Dallas Stars lead the Coyotes by a score of 3-1. Sagan has a goal and assist, his 24th of the season for Dallas.
And the final numbers here, Nashville outshoots the Kings 36-19. Their power play was 2 of 3. The Kings' power play was 0 for 2. Nashville now at home 17-5-3. The Kings' road record falls to 15-10-2. Time now for our Stanley Pest Control Pest of the Game. We give it to Mika Salamaki, fourth-line winger. He was relentless on the forecheck here tonight. Helped set up the goal for his linemate Scott Sissons in the second period. So Mika Salamaki is our pest of the game. When you find a pest in your house, call Stanley Pest Control at 1-800-GOT-BUGS or find them at stanleypest.com. Thanks again to our network producers, Art Webb and Andre Padilla. On site here in Nashville, Andrew Jensen. And now it's home for a couple of games. Next up, Saturday at Staples with Arizona at 7:30. Our coverage, 7 o'clock with the pregame, 7:30 play-by-play on Talk Radio 790 KBC and the Radio Network. For Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good night from Music City, USA, Nashville, and the Bridgestone Arena. The final score, the Predators 5 and the Kings nothing. Good night, everybody.